Hey beautiful people, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk on all things high-value woman. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that often gets sidelined in the hustle and bustle of life. Self-compassion. You know, that warm fuzzy feeling you get when a friend stumbles and you just want to give them a hug? Yeah, that's what we're talking about, but this time, it's all about giving yourself that same kind of love and understanding. Ever feel like the world expects you to be perfect all the time? Like you have to conquer every challenge with a smile on your face and never, ever falter? Honey, let me tell you, that's a recipe for burnout. Today, we're going to unpack the power of self-compassion and why it's absolutely crucial for living a fulfilling life. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that will help you embrace your imperfections, treat yourself with kindness, and ultimately, become the best version of yourself. Are you ready? Let's dive in. First up, understand this. Being kind to yourself doesn't mean letting yourself off the hook for mistakes. It means acknowledging them with grace, learning from them, and moving forward without beating yourself up. Think of it like this. Would you berate a friend for tripping over their own feet? Probably not. You'd probably chuckle, offer a hand up, and say something encouraging. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly when we stumble? Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Second, cultivate self-awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations. When you notice yourself spiraling into negativity, take a moment to pause and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, our inner critic is just a bunch of noisy thoughts that don't serve us. By becoming more aware of these patterns, we can start to challenge them and replace them with more compassionate and supportive ones. Third, practice gratitude. You know, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning or the laughter of loved ones. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and help you cultivate a sense of contentment. Fourth, remember that you are worthy of love and belonging just as you are. No matter what accomplishments you've achieved or mistakes you've made, you deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, starting with yourself. You're not defined by your flaws or setbacks, you're a unique and valuable individual who has so much to offer the world. Finally, treat yourself with care. This means taking time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be anything from reading a good book to spending time in nature to indulging in a relaxing bath. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're taking care of yourself first and foremost. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a project that's really important to you. You've put in hours of effort, but it's not going quite as smoothly as you hoped. Frustration starts creeping in, your inner critic begins its usual monologue, and you find yourself wanting to quit. That's when self-compassion steps in. Instead of getting bogged down by negativity, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that setbacks are part of the process, and remind yourself that you're capable of overcoming this challenge. You break the task down into smaller, more manageable steps, celebrate your small victories along the way, and keep moving forward with renewed determination. See how powerful that shift in mindset can be. So, beautiful souls, remember these key takeaways. Be kind to yourself, cultivate self-awareness, practice gratitude, embrace your worthiness, and treat yourself with care. When you embody these principles, you create a foundation of love and acceptance that empowers you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and joy. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion. What does it mean to you? What are some ways you practice it in your own life? Let's keep this conversation going on social media, use the hashtag #HighValueWomanStandards. Until next time, remember, you are amazing, just as you are. Keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.